From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
Ilar Mackey woke up one morning and discovered every entrepreneur's nightmare. No internet. Like, her internet connectivity was just out. No internet. And that is a problem.
This meant we had no access to internet, we couldn't take orders, and we couldn't even notify our customers of alternative ways to reach us and place their orders.
And of course, who has not experienced some version of this? It goes beyond just being annoying. It's threatening to your business. It creates frustration and chaos, and it has happened to me so many times, and it is so annoying because, of course, suddenly you can't work, or you were in the middle of a video conference with someone, and now they're gone. It is so frustrating. And of course, the question is, what do you do? Well, this is a bonus episode of Problem Solvers. And the reason it's a bonus episode is because it is brought to you by AT&T Business, which of course wants to tell you all about how to solve this exact kind of problem.
Depending upon who your internet service provider is, losing your connection doesn't need to be as scary as sounds or has it been in the past.
That is Alex Jones, the Assistant Vice President of Omnichannel Sales at AT&T, and you will hear more from him in just a minute. So here's what we're going to do on this episode of Problem Solvers. I put a call out on social media and I asked people, did you lose connectivity in a way that really made you have to scramble to save something with your business? And then what did you do? So we're going to hear those stories first. There are three of them, three very different stories where the problem is exactly the same. And I think listening to it will feel very cathartic because we have all been there. And also eye-opening because you think, well, what do you do? And you get to hear all the different ways that people had to deal with this problem. And then afterwards, we are going to dig into it with Alex from AT&T and hear how AT&T can solve these problems. So let's get to entrepreneur number one. We're going to go back to that story you just heard at the very beginning from Ilar.
Hi, Jason. This is Ilar Mackey, founder of Joule Healthy Meal Prep and Catering.
And as you just heard a moment ago, one day she woke up, absolutely no internet, no way to even tell her customers that they wouldn't be able to reach her or that she wouldn't be able to respond.
So I had to delegate tasks to the kitchen to shift from cooking meals and dishes to make sauces, dressings, dips, healthy desserts and jams, low calorie, low sugar. And I had to send out sampling teams to the local cafes, grocery stores, and gyms so they could sample out our new products to the walk-in traffic that were generated at those outlets and sell the products on the spot. Secondly, I launched a VIP chef line that very day, delegated a team of five to contact our clients and let them know they could have any meal they wanted prepared in a healthy and fresh way and delivered anytime and anywhere they wanted within our business hours in the city. Third, we had five new hires coming in that very morning and we had no time to train them as there was so much changing within the next 24 hours. So I asked all of them to use their smartphones to create very, very super creative content for social media. So when internet was back up, we could hit the ground running. And we actually identified some very good hires within those five that are now comprising our social media and content creation team. So that's my two cents. And we're still producing those products, still have the VIP chef line, and still have those five hires creating content for us.
That is really awesome, Ilar. Congratulations. What I really love about that story is that it starts with a very digital problem, but the solution isn't necessarily digital, is it? It's really about customer service. It's about making sure that people understand that you are there for them, even when, well, connectivity makes it kind of hard for you to be there for them, but they get it. And they understand. And this is what business is about, isn't it? It's about solving people's problems however you can. So great job. All right, let's hear from another entrepreneur with another connectivity problem.
My name is James Giacopelli from Giacopelli Accounting and Tax Services. As an accountant, We have a few different providers that we rely on to operate properly. The IRS portals, our software, and the internet provider. And when we lose service through our internet provider, it's detrimental because it ties everything together. Although our staff has been working remotely, because of the high levels of security required in accounting, everyone has to still log into the main office server. So we can't have some staff working even if their home internet is available. This tax season, we had a day when each of our providers were down separately, and the internet was by far the hardest to cope with. The first step is always rebooting the router to ensure it's not just a slowdown or a glitch. But handling these outages have become a requirement to do in business. For the first 30 minutes or so, you need to catch up on some admin work, some offline systems, and the things that get neglected. You let the team grab some coffee, relax, and take a walk. But as the day moves forward, you need a backup plan. In the office, there's always a hotspot or the ability to tether from your phone. The computers all have Wi-Fi capabilities when they are not hardwired into the internet, so they can always grab an external Wi-Fi source, such as a phone or another device. Sometimes those systems don't work, and you're just stuck with the cell phone's service, which is better than nothing, but significantly slower than any other Wi-Fi sources.
So this doesn't solve the problem, but it is a smart response. And yet, of course, this doesn't get what he really wants, which is his connectivity back, what he really needs to run his business. So we'll hear more in a little bit about how to solve for that problem. But okay, let's hear from one more entrepreneur who has grappled with loss of connectivity.
My name is Jamie Stigliano. I live in Austin, Texas, and I'm the founder and CEO of Diva Dance. We offer dance choreography classes for adults, and we're a franchise concept in 22 cities across the country. Prior to the pandemic, our concept was solely an in-person experience. You come to dance classes with your friends and to meet new people and to get a good workout in. And we never intended to be an online dance company. However, at the beginning of the pandemic, we had to quickly move over to streaming our classes just to, you know, give folks a way to work out at home and also to preserve our membership model so that folks would keep their membership throughout the time that they're spending in quarantine. So obviously, internet became critical for our business. At the beginning, we were live streaming two classes a day from our corporate headquarters in Austin. And it became very apparent right away that our internet here was not equipped to power this new model of business that we had. So for weeks at the beginning of the pandemic, every day was a bit of a crapshoot. We're about to go broadcast live, the internet would go down. We'd quickly have to pivot to grabbing our phones, to using our mobile service to broadcast from. Not a great user experience, not a great high quality broadcast like we were hoping for. This went on for weeks. So we'd be all geared up. We'd think we'd troubleshoot, we'd reset the modem, we'd restart it all, and only to then it go down right before we started the class and people had started tuning in. So weeks and weeks of this, our whole team is stressed out, and we're already stressed because of the pandemic and having to adjust so much about our business. But the internet was the thing that was holding us back from being able to continue operating. We had, you know, a new way to save our business, but the internet was in our way of being able to deliver this to folks in their homes. So weeks of this went on. We troubleshoot everything we can. We have technicians come out. They don't know how to solve the problem. So finally, I was fed up. I escalated this. I sent a tweet to the city of Austin and just said, help. I'm a small business owner here in Austin. I need your help working with my service provider to help us resolve this issue so we can stay in business. And hey, I thought that would just go into a black hole. Lo and behold, I got a DM right away within the same business day from the city of Austin extending the offer to help us and to work with that service provider to bring us the service that we needed to keep our business back on track. So we're super grateful to the city of Austin for A, reading those tweets, B, taking a small business owner seriously about their needs, and see, you know, escalating it and working with the service provider to get us what we needed so that we could keep operating.
That is awesome. First of all, major kudos to whoever at like Austin City Hall or whatever is actually reading those tweets and who stepped in to help this small business. That's really fantastic. And also, by sheer coincidence, I asked Jamie who her service provider is, and she says that back when there was a problem, it was somebody else we're not going to name, but solving the problem for her also meant leaving that other service provider and going to AT&T. So how do you like that? Again, total coincidence. So now let's talk to AT&T, because of course, AT&T has a lot of solutions that address exactly these problems and a lot of great insights into the technology behind it. So let's formally introduce Alex.
So my name is Alex Jones. I am the Assistant Vice President of Omnichannel Sales at AT&T, and my team is responsible for all things inside sales, from digital sales to inside account management in support of our small, medium, and enterprise customers at AT&T Business.
So here's how we started our conversation. I said to Alex, look, we just heard from three entrepreneurs on this episode who had some kind of connectivity issue. And of course, internet connection is key to business. So many businesses rely on strong internet service. So what should somebody do when their internet connection is lost?
Depending upon who your internet service provider is, losing your connection doesn't need to be as scary as sounds or has it been in the past. So with AT&T, there are plenty of support options to engage to get service restored quickly, but also create an environment to ensure that should there be any delineation in service, that there are automatic internet backup solutions that would fail over to AT&T wireless network and remain your business to stay up and running 24/7. Should that primary connection go down?
What does that mean? What are the technologies? Can you explain it a little bit?
Yeah, so traditionally, internet is delivered via a wired connection, whether that be over copper, over fiber, that is in the street, that gets routed in through a specific centralized demarcation point of a business's building, and then cabled through a telephone closet. Ultimately, where you plug that router in, connectivity is how traditional internet connections are delivered to a business. So AT&T does that traditionally over fiber mostly, and we wrap wireless failover so that should something happen like construction occurring in that neighborhood and they hit a fiber line and take that street, all residents or businesses on that street could potentially be impacted by an outage. Should there be a fiber cut or something that could interfere with service within that area, the business itself could automatically fail over to our mobility wireless network and receive a signal and still provide internet connectivity, even if that primary connection were to be interrupted. So the power of AT&T is what I'll call the best of both worlds, with super high fat and reliable fiber connectivity. But we all know that we can't control everything. And so should there be any type of interruption, to leverage our super fast 5G network delivered via wireless connection within that same router, sometimes a separate device that you would then plug into your primary router, again, for ease of mind, should there be any interruption along the way.
Got it. That's really helpful. And maybe this question is partially answered by what you just said, but I'm curious if there are things that businesses can do to actually prepare in advance for disconnections.
You want an ISP that you can count on, like AT&T Business, where we have a 24/7, 365 business customer care, where we will take care of any incoming calls or inquiries that could be regarding a service interruption, and we'll certainly triage and help support and get repair out immediately to the best of our ability. But also we have dedicated internet, which is a more robust solution than I would say our shared or broadband services are. Dedicated fiber is backed by industry-leading level agreements where we are providing service availability of up to 100% and data delivery of 99.95% and US network round trip latency of 37 milliseconds, 24/7 by 365 technical support, where we are proactively monitoring these type of connections for continuous end-to-end availability of that internet access. So there's different flavors of plans that can be put into place to ensure that if a disconnect were to occur, whether I have a separate connection in that downtime or my primary connection is managed by a company like AT&T, where they tell me when there's any type of service interruption and are proactively addressing those concerns to avoid a true outage to some.
So that's a lot of really useful stuff, and maybe actually goes quite heavily towards this next question that I had, but just let's explore it a little bit more. Are there additional services from ISPs that business owners need to be aware of or invest in order to avoid future losses of connectivity?
Sure. I will share a few options from AT&T. The primary service would be AT&T's Internet Backup. It's an optional add-on to AT&T's Internet for Business that offers enhanced reliability and service continuity in the event of any disruption. And in that unlikely event that a wired internet connection goes down, the service will automatically fail over to the AT&T wireless network, allowing for that business to remain up and operational. There are no additional charges incurred for any wireless data usage during that outage. And the solution uses a backup router, which includes up to 12 to 24 hours of battery life in the event there's also an additional power outage on top of that internet service outage. And once the internet for business connection is restored, the original service automatically kicks back in and reverts to the primary connection. And so this really allows businesses to stay connected, even in service interruptions, running 24/7 with service continuity and enhanced reliability, but protecting from a true outage event that we all know really takes and creates significant impact businesses when they receive any type of downtime. When businesses experience outage, they're triaging and troubleshooting, like, where did it come from? And is it on my side? Is it the network side? The automatic failover to our wireless network happens at the point of outage. And so there's automatic recovery to normal operation once that original service is restored. And, you know, again, even if there's that power outage, to have that 12 to 24 hour battery backup is really helpful as well. We also have AT&T wireless broadband. So wireless isn't just for smartphones anymore. It's evolved to help enterprises increase their network efficiency, agility, and control at nearly every level. So whether it's used as the primary or failover service, AT&T wireless broadband can provide a cost-effective network alternative for business-critical applications with a really diverse backup option for business data applications and quick deployment for new and remote business locations, including work from home, which is continuing to be on the rise. So think of this service as a primary wireless connection. So we typically don't see as many outages from a cellular perspective. So this is a really great alternative for businesses, let's say a nail salon or a restaurant, where there aren't really heavy data dependent applications. Think video conferencing is a really heavy data consuming application that you would really want to have a more secure and reliable and high throughput connection, like say over fiber, whereas a restaurant will typically need to run a point of sale or perhaps stream some music, where the wireless could be a more of a primary solution for them than a more traditional wired connection. So that's our AT&T wireless broadband service.
What's really interesting about hearing all that is just all the things to think about. This brings up something that I didn't realize when or before we were first connected, which was how a lot of ISPs talk and how to evaluate what you're hearing from them. So I'd love for you to expand upon this a little bit more, because I know that many ISPs will claim their connections are fast, obviously, but it turns out that a lot of that is really just talking about download speed, and upload speed can be quite different and lag far behind. Can you explain what's going on there and what it means to have symmetrical connection?
So you mentioned that a lot of ISPs claim that we're fast, and most are really only speaking about that download speed. And so symmetrical internet means that the data speed and file transfer rate is the same in both directions. That is, the connection provides the same download and upload speeds at the same time, the same type of speed. A symmetrical connection enables fast data speeds and making it really ideal for large or small offices where multiple people need to connect and transfer data simultaneously to the internet. Compared to asymmetrical connections, symmetrical connections simply perform better. I would consider asymmetrical internet connection product. If you're a business that performs any type of high-def video, file sharing, video conferencing, or transfers of video, or let's say even in a healthcare medical facility, large images that say would be from a radiologist or x-ray type of images that are really heavy and in data nature. Or if you need something that is more reliable, a let's call it 99% plus connection. And if you're a business that requires really fast speeds, or if you're a business that has multiple VPN users connecting to your business remotely, something especially true in this hybrid work environment where we have a lot more decentralized employees working from home, but still accessing core applications at a headquarters. So that's where we recommend just providing a little bit more education around the difference between the majority of a lot of our cable competitors are traditionally advertising asymmetrical connections where they're really fast download speeds, but their upload speeds don't compare. And so really looking at internet providers who can offer that symmetrical experience where that 1 gig download is the same dependent upon what type of business needs you have, it's really critical to understand the difference between the two.
Got it. Alex, I have one final question for you. You've answered it 500 different times in different ways already, but let's just kind of tie it up in a nice bow. How is, would you say, AT&T different from other ISPs?
Well, multiple different types of internet solutions for different needs and budgets are really hard to find with a single provider. So when you think of there it be a dedicated internet solution, a broadband internet solution, or wireless internet solutions, AT&T has a very fast, highly secure, highly reliable connection options that really can fit and be customized to fit the specific needs of a variety and, again, diverse set of businesses that could rely on or require unique internet connectivity needs. We also are a single point of contact for customized solutionings that are that our business professionals will tailor fit to the customers that we support and their needs. And so AT&T really is a one-stop shop, whether that be internet. We also are no stranger to the mobility and wireless world. We also are best in class when it comes to cybersecurity. And while you might receive and procure AT&T business on an internet solution, securing that internet is that much more important now more than ever. But also voice solutions for voice connectivity in your business. The list goes on and on. And that's really where the power of AT&T comes into play is our diverse portfolio that is ultra reliable and diverse in nature so that whether it be a wireless connection or a wired connection, we are in the business of connectivity and certainly here to help businesses connect to their customers and support their overall operations. So I'd say that probably would sum up how AT&T differs from other ISPs.
So there it is. Now you know, first of all, you are not alone in struggling with internet connectivity issues. And two, you don't have to struggle with internet connectivity issues. Once again, this bonus episode of Problem Solvers was brought to you by AT&T Business. To learn more about how AT&T Business can help keep your business going, visit att.com/solvers. And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonfeifer.com, JasonFeifer.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Feifer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.